And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned to the broadcast again this week. We're picking up our study here in John chapter 21, verse number 17. We're at this point here where the Lord Jesus is dealing with Peter. And he's asked Peter about his love for him. He's asking him in verse number 15, "Do you love me more than these?" And I believe that's speaking maybe of the brethren and certainly about that fishing work. Peter was good at it, along with those other fellows that the Lord called from that. They were fishers. That's probably been the thing that they had known all their lives. Do you love me more than these? Do you love me more than following with the trade your father taught you? Do you love me more than following with these men that you're used to working with, and this whole thing of your vocation in life? Do you love me more than this? He said, "Feed my lambs, Peter." And he says in verse number 16, and the Lord Jesus is using a word here, love. It's a charity. It's agape love in the Greek. It's speaking about self-sacrificing love. Do you love me to give of yourself to me more than these, Peter? He says, "Feed my lambs and feed my sheep. I got young ones in the faith and older ones in the faith, and they need to be fed. And that's what I'm calling you to do, is to feed them. That's my expectation of you. I can provide. I had the food," and the Lord Jesus isn't saying this, but I believe it's implied. The Lord Jesus had the food there prepared before there was even a fish that was brought out of a net. He had food, he had fish, and he had bread there. And it says in verse number 13, "He taketh bread and giveth to them, and fish likewise." Now, the Lord Jesus is the bread of life, and he certainly can provide for all of our needs. And he gave them a great draw to fishes. And so if the Lord wants them to catch some fish too, he can work that out, and did work it at that time. They had fished all night and hadn't caught a fish, and then they had more than the net could hold, but even the net didn't break, and they were amazed by that. And so he says to Peter, "Feed my lambs and feed my sheep." He said, "Do you love me more than these? Simon," in verse number 16, "son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Do you have you been saved by the Lord and say that you love him? Do you obey him? That's what the Lord is dealing with Peter here about, is to obey him. I mean, from the onset, being called to be an apostle like Peter was, from the onset it was to be a witness of the Lord, of all of his ministry and of his resurrection, and to preach his gospel there unto the Jews. That was the calling of those apostles. And then he deals with him here the third time. In verse number 17, "And he saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" But here the Lord Jesus doesn't use that agape or agapeo love, that self-sacrificing love, but the Lord asks him, "Are you my friend, Peter? Are you my friend?" And Peter says, the scripture says here in verse number 17, Peter was grieved because he had said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me? Are you my friend?" In the English, we would miss that, but we understand it from the Greek words that are there. It's very true. He says, "Are you my friend?" The Lord, you know, it's okay. And the whole world thinks this today. It's okay for Jesus to love, but Jesus, and it's okay for Jesus to have given himself and even loved with his action. That's okay. That's what everybody wants. Everybody wants Jesus to love with his action. But nobody wants to love the Lord back with true action and devotion of life. Or few. Are you my friend, Peter? And Peter was grieved at that. It's okay for Peter to say to the Lord, well, we're friends. We're real good friends. But it wasn't okay for the Lord to say that. Peter, are we real good friends? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. And so the Lord simply is telling Peter what to do. Feed his sheep. Be a witness and a good witness and a testimony and tell the things that you've seen of me. Our message as the Lord's people is always about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's never about self. I tell you, beware of a man that speaks of himself. As the Lord's people and as the Lord's ministers, we're to speak of Christ. So we're to speak of Christ always. He says, feed my lambs, my little ones. Lovest thou me more than these? Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, are we good friends? Oh, Lord, don't say that. Don't say it like that. That we're just good friends. Because Peter knew he needed more than that out of the Lord. And he knew that the Lord had laid down his life for him. And he's wrestling with it. Thank the Lord that the Lord doesn't give up on us. The Lord didn't give up on Peter, did he? But he comes to him and he deals with him in these difficult, these hard things that Peter, these things that Peter is wrestling with. And he's grieved that the Lord would just say that they're friends because he needs the Lord to love him, doesn't he? He said, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. So Peter's broken down again. He had denied the Lord. Remember, he had said that he would die with the Lord, and he knew he failed in that too. But the Lord didn't give up on him, and the Lord spoke very plainly to him. You know, that's another thing we can't handle today, is we can't handle the Lord or the Lord's people or the Lord's ministers speaking straight to us. We just cannot handle the truth of God's word. Itching ears, the apostle writes, would come upon those in the last days and want to hear things that make us feel good. You know, well, the truth isn't necessarily going to make us feel good, especially if we're disobedient towards it. He said, I've got a calling for you, Peter. I want you to feed my lambs. I want you to feed my sheep. That's what I'm telling you to do, very simply. And he says, are you my friend? And Peter was grieved at that. And then the Lord tells Peter what he's going to do for him. Verily, verily. When you see that word, those words, verily, verily, it means truly, truly. It's very, very important. Information you can't do without it. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself. You've taken care of putting on your own clothes and everything, and you've gone about and walkest whither thou wouldest, and you've gone about freely. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. There's going to come a time when you're old, Peter, that you're going to be martyred for my sake. You're going to be, you're going to stretch forth your hands. You're going to be lifted up. We understand this to be prophetic about how Peter would die, that he would be crucified. And he's going to stretch forth his hands, and he's going to be girded up by another and to a place that he would not choose. And it makes it very clear. Let's read it again. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, verse 18, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest. Verse 19, this spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. And those are two very simple words, but they're very, very heavy words too. The Lord Jesus says, follow me. Don't follow what you want to do. But he says, Peter, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. You're going to give your life for me. Follow me. Follow me. Are you following the Lord? Oh, yeah, 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 Brother Jim, I'm following the Lord. So many times I hear it and then look on at the testimony of folks in their lives. And, yeah, by their mouth they're following the Lord, but not in their deeds, not in their way. I worship the Lord of my own by my own means and method. The Lord says that we're not to worship Him by our own means and method, but we're supposed to worship Him with His church. That's the day. That's the directive that we have from the Lord. The book of James tells us that we're to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. And a lot of folks, the way it is today, a lot of folks that claim Christ, they can't even be told, because there's no difference that can be perceived between them and those of the world. They look the same, operate the same, even speak the same. Go to talk about spiritual things and people just don't have any idea about what the Word of God, what the Scripture says. It's not a thing that the Lord never intended it. The Word of God, the Bible, the Scripture would be something that's just left to your pastor to take care of for you. He can't take care of it for you. He can teach you out of it. If he's a God-called man in a Lord-established church, he can certainly teach you, but he can't do it for you. Are you the Lord's? The Lord says unto you, follow me. Not to follow Jim Duke, but to follow the Lord Jesus. To know what he says in his word, and to hear him and believe him and trust him in it. To find that church that the Lord Jesus built, and after salvation, to submit to scriptural baptism, and to follow him in that church. To learn and to grow in that church that's a pillar in the ground of the truth, and to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done for you. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. Are you following the Lord? Not men, but the Lord. Are you following Jesus? We're going to see here that Peter, like it is today, is worried about everybody else. And that's the thing. We don't need to be concerned from the standpoint of what the Lord calls others to do. But we need to be concerned about the Lord's directive towards us. Remember how he asked him here in verse number 15, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Do you love me more than these earthly things? I'm thinking that Peter really, really liked to fish, and that he really, really enjoyed being on the water. It was like second nature to him, and he was comfortable with that. He could handle that. To earn his living that way was very satisfying to him. And it was a blessing of the Lord for its day. But here the Lord says, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, and follow me. How about you? Are you following the Lord, or are you just talking about following the Lord? May the Lord help and bless. I see that our time has passed. May the Lord bless you with His word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.